Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is on this amazing day. This is Robert Golden, Life Transformed. This is Coffee in Christ coming to you live from God's Cafe on West Haywood Road in Nashville, Carolina. If you ever get to visit over here, I highly recommend that you do. It's an amazing place here. Great food, great coffee, tea this morning. I'm actually on fast. Those of you who are regulars to the podcast, thank you again for joining me. I so appreciate you. And those that are new, let me describe for you a little bit about what we do. This is the daily process that has literally transformed my life. So I jump on here once a week and share that process with you in the hopes of potentially you receiving some new awareness, maybe something you didn't know about, or maybe something that is just can benefit you in your life right now. So that's my hope with this podcast. It's totally spontaneous. I'll only be taking notes about the way. So it's definitely not something that's choreographed to be glitz and all of that stuff. So you're going to see the real deal. So let's get started. The verse of the day today is 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. Let's see what that says. But you are a chosen generation, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may claim the praises of him called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not people, but all right. So that to me is the legacy that we all had, because Jesus came when he came. right there. People who weren't. In other words, he came for everybody, so that's what I mean. Jesus came back. So everybody has a chance to have free will. Everybody has a chance to follow him. And I, for one, have personally experienced life to the full. Doesn't mean things don't happen, situations don't crop up, circumstances. But it's when it goes along like this, life is gone. Right? It's beautiful. So if you want some of that, you can have it. That's what I'm here to tell you right now. Life does not have to be a struggle. It really doesn't. This is by one of my mentors, Andy Andrews, the great author, says, it's all in perspective. Everything is in perspective. The perspective you have means everything. And the part about the, we are a royal priesthood. That is something. I just read a book, How to Worship the King. How to Worship the King. Anyway, we're all priests. Each one of us are priests. You know how, at least from my experience, I was thought of the priest as somebody, you know, had to be studied and had to go to school. We are all called on to be priests right now to this world. And it doesn't mean, you know, sermons and that kind of stuff. No, just share it, be the light, share the light. We gotta share the truth. This is one of the ways I'm choose to share the truth of this podcast. That's all you have to do. So, and it all starts with a decision. It starts with a step. It's a step in faith. That's a whole nother story. Point is, we are all priests. Another word is special. Proclaim the grace. That's exactly what it means. A priest to proclaim the phrases and the love who called you out of darkness. My case, for sure. I don't know anybody that's walking on this earth who hasn't had darkness. So even, you know, right now, like your life circumstances right now, think about the dark times that you've had. But then you're here. You're listening to this. You're watching this. There you go. So what's been fascinating for me is to look back at my life. See the breadcrumbs, if you will. See where. So, talk about it. Knowing that it just starts with each of us as individuals. And everyone has a choice. Can't control anybody else, but you can control them. That's one thing you can't control. So, if you control you, then you can be the light. I think it's beautiful. All right, I love it. Let's go on. Oops. So follow me on Instagram. I usually say verses that have an impact. Oops. Just did that. So let's go on to a plan today. Promises. That's the title of this plan. Interesting. God has given us these. God has given us his promises because he wants to fulfill them. Be they promises of peace, restoration, or for material supply. Just keep in mind the Lord. It's easy to want to. Okay, so it's like there are four thoughts to help you when it comes to experiencing the benefit of God's promises. Here's your faith begins here. It's okay, I got you. Find one in the Bible that covers your need right now. I'm trying to think. Well, what I'm working in our community, we're in the process of growing and life transformed. We're not going to God's work, right? That's one of the things with your neurocycle, distracting thought. Thought that I was trying to work. And the neurocycle was ready to take action with my team. Action. I was just like, I had this, got to take some action. Well, what God has shown me was the Holy Spirit will take the action. I just have to be obedient and obey. So there we go. And I know that's in the Bible. So for me, that's a great example of really the action. Holy Spirit will dictate my action, not me. So that is an example of that. It's a good reinforcement for me. You know, and it plays out. We've got a process in our community where we have leaders join yet to pay a pretty substantial amount of money to become a leader, but it's a lifelong thing. And letting the Holy Spirit work there with a lady. Ended up joining us, but it was all Holy Spirit. She, my friend, can't do it to, that's common. It's the Holy Spirit doing it.
Beautiful.
All right. Point two, consider the promises. Hebrews 10:3 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. The promise is faithful. Hold fast the confession of hope. You know, I can say that again, personal experience. Hope and without wavering. That is so important. Hope isn't something that kind of turns on and off. You have hope in something. You have hope in it. And then you relax because you've placed your hope there. That's how it works for me. If I am obeying what I talked about earlier, the Holy Spirit, what I desire is in line with God's character and what he would desire if he were in my situation. And then if I have hope in that and know that the Spirit is going to guide me, can you see where this just kind of takes away any uncertainty? And then that last part, for he who promised is faithful. God has never not fulfilled his promise. Never. So you see, you know, if you're not a God person, and you see and understand how this can change your life, it is literally life transforming. That's why our community is life transforming, because it has transformed my life. Totally transformed. And it's a constant release of self, surrendering of self, dying to self. Oh my goodness, it's so powerful. Because when you die to self, guess what? The pressure goes away. All you have to do is obey and act in love. Jesus taught us how to live. So we've got a manual there. Isn't that great? I mean, yeah, this is so good. All right, they go on. And Hebrews 11:11 says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive. And she bore a child when she was past the age, as she was to the faithful who had promised. Yep. Sarah was like, it was promised. You know, the interesting thing about that story. I think it's people. You know, he went. Have a baby because they didn't think they're going to have one. So they got impatient. Abraham got impatient. I don't know if Sarah did. Can't remember all the details. But anyway, the point is, God will deliver, and usually he'll deliver in a way that doesn't make logical sense to us humans. That's why he waited until they were old. He gave them the child. Because then it would be like, oh my gosh, that had to be God. Right? He won't do something. I believe he won't do something. Just normal, middle of the road, I can't pay my rent this month. Here's my. I mean, he might do that, who knows? But typically, it's a little bit more. It's going to be something where you're going to know it's him. Because he wants to reinforce that, yes, you have. But if you follow my will, if you trust in my will, it's going to go smooth. You're going to honor that for your sake, I said, I have done the promise, fulfilling all necessary conditions. God is not a respecter of person, but he is a respecter of condition. Just what I was saying. Isn't that amazing? That's how this works. Literally, what I was saying, said more. More. Said in a more cool way. That's what he's saying there. I don't promise filling all necessary conditions. God is not a respecter of person, but he's a respecter of condition. He will do it based on the condition. Based on how he's going to be glorified through whatever it is you're going through. Or start thanking God and exercising patience. There it is. Be patient. You can't have expectations with God. You can have hope that he's going to deliver, but you can't expect when. Can't expect that stuff because that'll just set you up for disappointment. That's setting you up to use God as a genie in a bottle, which he's not. Hebrews 10:36 says, for you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. See, is this good wisdom? You have the need of endurance. That's the patience. The long vision. You know, just like with our community, we've been going at it a couple of years now. You know, people see the light of themselves. You know, a lot of cool things. It's all in God's time. Endurance to me means I know I'm going to be doing this the rest of the time. So here we go. So that after you've done the will of God, you may receive. See, look at that. So patience, you can't do the will. You can't be doing your will. You got to be God's will. How do you know God's will? You got to read the Bible. Be in the Word. That's transformed. That's what you have to do. And finally, Hebrews 6:12 says that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. You can't get discouraged by faith. You just keep going. You don't need a lot of faith, just a little faith every day, every day, every day. That's what you need. If you will do these things, you are on your way to experiencing the fulfillment of God's promises in your life. Isn't that cool? 1, 2, 3, 4-step process. I love it. This one has been amazing. It's been an affirmation for me. It just amps up my hope even more. It brings joy into my life even more. Overflowing. So that's what it's all about. All right. Well, there we go. What a quick 20 minutes. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, Coffee and Christ, my weekly share in the daily process that has literally transformed my life. Join me every Thursday morning. And if you're here in Asheville, hop on over to Odds Cafe somewhere between 7 and 7:30 in the morning. And you're at 7, and you can join me. I'll bring you on the podcast. You can listen in and we can have a conversation. I would love that. So until we meet again, have a great rest of your morning or evening.